Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast, man. Listen, it's going to be a powerful, powerful episode. There's really only one person that I endorse in the real estate space because she has the receipts and I have the receipts from her receipts. And I know a bunch of people, your favorite influencers, your favorite people that are like online and growing celebrities. She's been helping them build out their portfolio as well. But before I get to her, I got some friends to join me in this conversation. Man, I have Baltimore native, Mr. Raw and Uncut, one of the best conversationalists because he don't care what he got. He don't care what he say. You know what I mean? We got Mr. J Hill here. What's up, bro?
Yo, what's up, man? I care what I say, bro.
I mean,
I'm just still learning.
Yeah.
I'm still around the edges.
That's what makes you, bro. Yeah.
Just like what you said about when you went on the tour with the guys, they like you because you were regular.
That's a fact.
I think a lot of people like me because I'm still having the conversations as if I was where I was 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Appreciate the platform. I thank you all
absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely. Also got my brother, Mr. Marcus Y. Rozier.
My brother. I'm very, very happy to be here.
you own real estate?
Yes. The reason why I say yes, because I'm not making any money.
Ah,
it's one of those where you're holding on to it and you're just like, yeah, in Panama City. So I still got my home I bought in Panama City.
Gotcha. Okay. Jay, own real estate?
Nah.
All right, we're going to fix this, man. I am a real estate owner, but it wasn't. I had much going on until I met the young lady to my left who has made multiple appearances on the Social Proof Podcast. We have the female real estate guru herself, Ms. Terica Lynn Smith. What up?
Hey, brother. What's good? Thanks for having me.
Again.
Again and again.
Oh,
and again.
For sure. And she forced me to take her to lunch after this.
Yeah.
And she eat good.
Yeah.
And here's what's crazy. We'll go to a restaurant. She'll like order a steak and not even eat it, which she do it all the time. She don't even eat the stuff. I'm just...
Well, David, you grew up with happy plates, okay? And so you make sure your plates are always happy at the end. That means no food is left. I don't eat bones or raw meat or, you know, things like that. My palate is just not as exotic as yours.
Oh, my wife eats good. So, you know, I take noodles. I'll take spaghetti. I can eat that every single day.
Yeah, I know you said you was busy. You had a date later. If you want, you could send me the bread. I could take it out for you on behalf of you. And then everybody
win. Everybody doesn't win in that case. Like,
I get an exotic plate. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody doesn't win in that scenario, though, Jay. I'm trying to understand.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Not everybody.
You still treat your sister. You still get to go out with your wife. You know what I'm saying? And I get a plate, you know what I'm saying, on the side.
Let's figure out if we can knock this out and go to lunch so I can pre-eat. We could do this. T, let's jump into this thing. Actually, I'm going to let my guests kind of navigate this conversation. Jay Hill, you start. Let's start.
Yo, so, I mean, the first question that came on, right? I feel like with you, Terica Lynn Smith, I think you have like a, for me, if people like me, maybe you have a high ticket to your inner circle. So I'm like, bro, how can I duplicate this? Right? Like, you do real estate, and I feel like the way you do it, you just have people pitch in. But I've talked to so many people, I've seen examples of people who tried that method and failed tremendously. Right? And I'm wondering, yo, how could I have a friend that do real estate duplicate what you do? How can we duplicate that? Right? Like, you just have a group of people putting in money, now we all own real estate.
Right. So the first thing I would say is, one, I don't have a high ticket. If you pay for college, you pay for me. So that's the first thing I would say. The second thing that I would go in and say is that whenever you're looking at, you're paying for expertise, you're paying for someone to protect your blind spots, you're paying for your protection pretty much. And so when you have someone such as myself who's teaching thousands of students around the world real estate education, real estate investing, and not just that stuff you find on YouTube, we're talking about the in-depths of actual real estate deals within itself. I think it's very important to highlight the importance of education and what comes with it. The second thing I would say is, you know, I am not more special than someone else. I've just been in real estate for 20 years and I have seen a lot that is, you know, not taught in schools, that's not taught on the internet. And I think sometimes people just need experience, not just, you know, the actual terms of real estate investing. And so when you want to get started and you're trying to get like a coach or a mentor, but you're not at the place to pay for that type of education, then I think it's best to start where you are and just start reading and just start finding resources that can kind of help you out and just get into the rooms. Because the truth of the matter is I offer a lot of free content as well. I only coach twice a year. So my coaching program is not open all year round. You don't see me on the internet, like, you know, marketing to y'all or anything like that, because I literally invest in real estate 365 days a year. Every day I am either researching, I'm underwriting, and or I'm investing, buying or selling. I'm doing something in real estate. And so I have to make sure that I can give the people that's up under my stewardship, who I have to make sure it's successful, I have to make sure that I give them the time that they need. And so I put out a lot of free content on Instagram. I put out a lot of free content on YouTube now that I'm building that out. And I'm giving a lot more for those who's like, yo, I'm not there yet, but at least I can go to her page and check out what she's saying about this. There's really not a topic on my page I have not talked about that you can go and get some nuggets from.
Mm-hmm. And you already know what's coming next. The podcast. The podcast is coming for sure, because she does give a lot of information. And I think, here's why I think it's going to be hard to duplicate what she does. And we'll kind of move through this conversation. But it's hard to find somebody who does it and teaches it at the same time. Mm. Very, very difficult. So you do podcasting very, very well. Mm. If you were to deviate into teaching podcasting, it'll probably affect your doing the podcasting, because it just takes a lot of time, energy, preparation to do one and not the other. She has a whole team around her that allows her to, like, she has a team that helps her, like, in the real estate space. Like, yo, she evaluates a deal, says, okay, go do some research on this and find it. But also a team around her, and I'm learning this, a team around her, like, facilitating the students. That's why she got thousands of students, and a lot of them actually become real estate investors.
Well, outside of, but that's what I was saying, like, outside of the teaching part, I'm like, because me, it seems like it makes so much sense. Like, you have a group of people, you can correct me at any time, because, again, I'm just the outsider looking in. Seems like you have a group of people who's all investing in things, and from our conversation earlier, we all understand the importance of, like, just joint ventures, right? Not, you don't have to own 100% of something as long as you own a piece of it, right? So when I see, like, your model, I'm like, why isn't everybody doing this? Because it makes so much sense. Like, we could just bring in, I got 10 friends that we could probably get $5,000-$10,000 together, right? I mean, I don't, up each other, right? And you can have $50,000, right? So if I have, and I have, like, at least 10, 20 friends that do real estate, I'm trying to figure out, how do we duplicate somebody that does real estate to get us to come together, put in some money, and get some real estate? Because, like, when I look at y'all relationship, I'm like, man, that's what I want. Without the capital, I don't have that right now, but I'm like, yo, I would love to have a friend that's like, yo, I'm doing the real estate, I could just give you the money and you could go ahead and get the properties. Now we all got properties. That's what I'm like, but I might not be there on your level to get that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, how can I get my friend to do what you're doing? Outside of the teaching part. But it might, that probably would take money out of your pocket.
You know what's crazy? So Jay asked me, this was like months ago. He was like, yo, I'm about to invest. I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It was like 50,000 or something, right?
25.
He's like, y'all got like 25 grand. Do you got something I could put it in? And I was like, I'm trying to think of like what he could do and all that kind of stuff. Then he came to me and said he had a friend that he was going to invest in for some company.
I don't know how to say exactly what it is. Cause
nah, it was a company.
I put that money up there. I did it.
Did you get it back?
Not yet.
So I don't trust your friend. I don't know who your friend
is.
And again, I just don't.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Because you're not supposed to.
Yeah, right. Because he couldn't. Jay couldn't really explain to me what it was. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
But that's what I see. When I see y'all, it's kind of what I see. Like, when y'all, again, I don't know too much, but it seems like you met her and you kind of got lucky. Like, you like, bro, I don't want to know about the real estate. I don't really care. I want to give you money and you flip my money. That's what it seems like on the outside looking in.
And he asked a million questions.
Okay.
No.
A million.
I mean, a million questions. Okay. It got to the point on our first deal when me and David was talking, I said, you're not ready to invest with me yet. Mm. And he was like, wait. I'm going to just send you the money.
But preface this with the fact that I just came off a $15,000 loss and somebody who
true
taught real estate but didn't own a bunch. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this should be a red flag. We get in this conversation of red flags. He taught real estate but didn't own real estate. But I'm like, yo, he's teaching it. It's good. So he's like, yo, this would be a good investment. He gets his wholesale fee. And it was a bunch of misses on this property. It looked good in the beginning. But yeah, so I'm asking Terica like all these questions. And she was like, all right, well, maybe this ain't the one for you. Like, I'm not trying to pressure you into investing. Like, don't invest. I'm trying to get, you said you want to get in the game. I got an opportunity to get in the game. So when she said that, I'm like, whoa, don't take the opportunity from me. So, and I'm still, you know, even when I invest,
and
I'm
we're
still
learning
nervous.
Each other, right? Yeah. And we were learning each other at that part as well, like the trust part, because me, I'm so used to investors understanding what I'm saying and just being ready to move, because I've been doing this before I was on the internet. So I never, David taught me how to slow down and to be able to teach this to the people where they can understand the process and the steps, and also be sympathetic to the fact that, you know, some people have gotten haircuts, you know, and what's ABC to me may not be ABC to somebody else. And so that was a big part of us growing together and learning each other in that part. But you keep on
going. Yeah, nah, for sure. So we'll talk about these red flags in a second. But I invest, and she's got a bunch of real estate. And then I talked to... This is what kind of put me over the edge too, because I talked to Tiffany, and Tiffany Haynes, shout out to Tiffany Haynes. I was like, yo, you shout working with Terica? Sister. And she's like, yeah, I got like 10 doors. I said, what you mean? She's like, no, I'm an owner in 10 doors. I said, y'all do it together? She's like, no, she's coached me in how to get these doors. And I said, oh, that's why I call her back. Hey, T, here, take this money. I give her the 15,000, turned it into 30 or something. Here's what's crazy. In the time frame, she said it. So it's like, yo, this is going to take, let's say, 8 weeks. Let's just say example. It came back in like 7 weeks. And the money hit my account. And I said, oh, let's do that again. But she's like, no, we're not doing that again. She said, if you want to build out your portfolio, we need to get some mailbox money. I'll never forget how you said it. She said, mailbox money. I'm like, what's that? Well, tenants that pay you every single month. So
it's the first that I'm on.
Oh, bruh. Found a 3-package deal. Don't ask me how she negotiated this insane low interest rate.
1%.
I own 3 properties in Louisiana. I didn't have to come up with much money, and now it pays me every month. So that's why she's the only person in real estate I'm bringing on this platform, because there's a lot of people that are getting over on real estate. Mm-hmm. So the question is now, right, what are these red flags for a... How do you know who you should invest with? That's your question, right?
Kinda. I'm just like you said, it just seems so easy. And again, if you're in real estate, I would assume you know how to do it. So let's say an apartment building is, I don't know, $1 million. I have no idea. Let's just say it's $1 million. But to get it, you need a loan for, I don't know, how much? What's the real number? 100,000?
200,000.
200,000.
Hold on, I got you.
Okay.
All right. I learned a few things.
200,000. Yeah. That means at 5 people, we can do 40,000 a piece, right? That's 40 times 200,000, right? So if I have a friend that does real estate, and I got a couple friends that can get $40,000 together, I'm trying to understand why is it so hard for him to just do that deal. Like, bro, let me bring my 5 friends in and let's do this together. That's really my question, because even you opened up and said, I don't have a high ticket. If you could afford college, you could afford me. Bro, I still ain't pay off my college loan, so I can't afford college, clearly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's $30,000. I'm being real. Like when you say, I know you got a price for your inner circle, I think I heard it, but I might not have that. But I do have friends that do real estate. So I'm like, bro, what's so hard about you doing the same thing? And I can get the 40 for
right,
for,
but the so what you're asking is, I can go over here and with this group and be able to put this money together and do it myself, and you over here doing it in this group. So I'm gonna beat you every time because I have experience. You can't outnumber me. You can't out evaluate me. I'm gonna be the first to the deal. I know a deal just by looking at it instantly like that, because I know the 1% rule. I know how to figure out my cash on cash faster than you. I know how to figure out my ROI. I know what the NOI is. You're gonna be on YouTube listening, trying to figure out what this is.
Well, not me, the guy that does the real estate.
Right, but okay. I'm just saying, like, y'all gonna, and the guy that's doing the real estate, Let me ask a question. If you put in that $40,000, how much are you expecting with a return?
I would assume they would know. I don't know. I have no clue.
Exactly. But that's why it's important. David, ask those type of questions. What am I going to get on this? You can't just give money to people and expect, you know, a lot of the times this is why partnerships go bad, because they have the wrong expectation of what the return should be. Mm. They put in $40,000 and they think I'm giving them $100,000 at the end of the year. I don't want to be your partner. Mm. Like if I can get, if you put up $40,000 and you can guarantee me 10% annually, I'm happy with that investment.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I talked to a person, yo, you got to ask questions. And I think we need to share this conversation. Like, how do you not get scammed, pretty much? Because there's everybody wants to get in real estate. There are a bunch of people teaching it.
Yeah.
And you're a guy that does real estate. It's hard to quantify someone as being an expert just because they do real estate.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you know how many doors he got? Do you know how many?
No, I'm just... This is a hypothetical conversation. Nah, for sure. You guys know a lot of people that do real estate. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, even how I got started with podcasts, I look at the greats that do it, I follow their structure. And, yeah. I might not be getting the biggest interviews, right? But I'm on my way to it. Same way, it's like, bro, we could follow that structure. Like, this is somebody who's successful at doing this. Why not follow the structure? You might not get $1 million there. You can get a $10,000, $20,000.
Here's the thing. You got to ask questions. So again, so many questions, and she don't even really do the people thing like this. She's better now. Humans like that, bro. Yo, the last couple of years, T is really like opening up, because she's like, yo, numbers, real estate. I'm asking so many questions. She's like, yo, bro, just almost get off my line. Okay, I do this. Anyway, I was on a line the other day with a person. I'm trying to get my curriculum, entrepreneurship curriculum. We built it out 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm trying to get somebody to do the curriculum. I asked somebody, hey, do you know somebody that can do a curriculum? She said, yes, this guy. I'm like, oh, I remember that person, because I was going to work with them a while ago and they were going to put together a curriculum for me. So I called him and I talked to him yesterday. This was yesterday, actually. And I'm like, yo, you did a curriculum for my guy, right? He's like, yeah, we built this whole thing out. Da-da-da. I'm like, all right, cool. Long story short, I asked a bunch of questions and I realized that him and someone else did the curriculum. Mm. But the someone else is certified and went to school, has like a doctorate in curriculum writing. So I'm asking the guy, he's like, no, I did write some of this stuff, but I'm saying, so you've never done a curriculum on your own, right? He said, that is correct. And I said, with all due respect, so you'd be kind of trying on mine. Mm. He said, no disrespect, but yeah. He said, but I will pass you along the person I did the curriculum with, because he does curriculums. This is what he does for a living, wrote a bunch, he teaches a bunch, all that kind of stuff. So he passed the person's number along. He wasn't trying to like crab in a barrel or nothing like that. But I'm saying, if I didn't ask questions, I wouldn't realize this person has never done this before. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to like start drilling people on like, yo, T, how many properties you got? Mm-hmm. What do you, you know what I mean? Like, how many doors you got? How many of your students got doors? Mm-hmm. And she doesn't mind those questions because she has those answers. But I want to tell her this conversation, T, to how do we identify the red flags in someone in the real estate space that we shouldn't invest with? How do we identify these red flags?
I believe people know when people are shady. Like, you
it's
pick
hard to
that.
Tell, T.
It's not hard to tell, because when I see people that are being called out, yeah, I have an eye for real estate because I'm in it. But also some of the responses, like not having an agreement in place. Okay, not having a document to show your ownership for the actual investment that you say you own. Like, when have you ever went and bought something that you have not gotten a receipt for? Let's think about that. Unless it's shady and under the table.
Yeah.
So if you're buying something, you go to Best Buy, you get a receipt. You go to Walmart, you get a receipt. You go buy real estate, you get a receipt. You get receipts. And so I think a lot of the times people, they just so infatuated with the person because they see you on the internet or wherever they may see you, that they just assume that you just this person, right? I challenge my people all the time. Challenge me. Like, challenge me. Challenge my information. You know, we have a very high success rate with our students. 70% of our students have ownership in real estate when they come through my program. Why is that important? Because it tells me that the program works if the people work it, but they also are not out there getting scam like people are, like, because they know what to ask for. So if you're going to get into a partnership deal with me, what am I going to send you, David? I'm going to send you over a performer. I'm going to send you over the scope of work of what this project is possibly going to look like. I'm going to send you over all of the details, the information, the address. You're going to get quarterly reports. And how do I know I'm going to send you all this? Because this is what we sent to our investors already. And so you can always say, well, hey, can you send me over your last deal that you had with the investors? You can white out the information, like personal information details, but send me over a package of what you've done before. And if I can't send you that, and or if I send it to you and it looks suspect, then something is wrong with that. The second thing is you can get an attorney to vet paperwork for probably $1,000 if they send it to you. Like, yo, I don't even know what I'm reading. I've never seen this before. Well, just bring it to a real estate attorney, a title attorney, and say, hey, do you mind looking over this and reviewing it for me to see if there's anything I'm missing? Also, talking to people. People who really help people and doing what they say they're doing are going to have, they're going to have a community that's going to stand behind them and vouch for them. There's people that's going to go behind me if somebody try to play with me, because I have literally helped them get real estate. They have ownership because of me. And so, and they make passive income because of me. So because I know I have that community, I'm not worried about people saying, oh, she's scamming people and frauding people, because I do my best to make sure that when somebody enter into something I'm doing, that they get the same type of return that I have. The another thing, which is a big red flag, is I'm not going to put my money if you're not putting your money. I'm just not doing that. So you can't tell me you raising all this money from people and you not putting no money yourself. You just a facilitator. You're not an owner. You're facilitating people to come together, and you're not even taking no risk with them. You're playing with the house money. You're not playing with your money. You see, it's different when you go, you ever played at the casino before? Like, not a real casino, but you go to somebody's house, they got the tokens, it's casino night, it's all fun, right? You up there, you betting big, you going all in. But if it's your money and you at the real casino, you're not going all in. Sure. You like, I'm going to put one token up and I'm going to see how this work out and play. It's the same thing when you partner with someone who's saying they're going to lead a real estate investment. If they're going to lead an investment with you, they need to put something up. So that way, you know that if something go wrong, they're going to do their best to try to fix it. You know why? Because they are financially invested into it.
Wait, so it's so many questions. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Wait, you touched on a lot. So I feel like one thing I say is, like, sometimes they say ignorance is bliss, but a lot of times we don't know what we don't know, right? So even I'm curious, the first question I wanted to ask is, what are the questions that stood out that David asked you? Because clearly you say he asked a lot of questions and it was kind of annoying at a point, which is good. What was the ones that stood out? Because I wouldn't even know to ask those questions, because I never even tried to get into real estate. I have no clue what to even ask.
Well, let me ask you this. So you can keep leaning, like, at some point you're going to have to lose the crutch, right? At some point you're going to have to go and start getting some type of information. The fact that you know the word real estate means you know something, right? So if let's say, for instance, if Dave came to me, actually me and David was just talking about a deal this morning. I'm not going to talk about the deal in depth, but he was like, yo, T, I need to get a performer for the deal, right? And so we're going back and forth because he heard me talk about a performer on something I probably just recorded or whatever. And he is like, a performer would be a great thing for me to have to present this deal to investors. Well, he knows that now because we've been together and he's seen how we put deals together, and he knows what investors are looking for. That's why he want a performer to be able to forecast the projections of what this actual investment can make. So I think, again, the Bible says our people perish because of lack of knowledge, but you have to go and get knowledge. Like, you have to go to school to learn. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever you want to learn, you're going to go and you're going to actually go out there and do it. You learn podcasting. Like you said, you went and followed the greats. So if I'm hosting a free webinar, why are you not on there? Oh, because you think I'm going to sell you something at the end? Who cares if I do? I'm giving free game the whole webinar. If you choose not to buy a $97 ticket to something, that's your call. But now you just got free game for a whole hour and a half on how to get started with real estate investing, how to scale the business, how to leverage, how to do all of that stuff. So some people, they are in their own way because they have a poverty mindset. They have a poor mindset, passing over opportunities repeatedly because they constantly think somebody is out to get them. So I think we have to stop thinking that somebody is out to get us, because I think that's stopping us from going to get the knowledge.
Yeah, I told, like, somebody asked me, and that's interesting. Someone asked me, like, yo, because I'm talking about the analytics on YouTube. And my, it's like, okay, well, what analytics should I look at? And my answer was like, all of them. And they were kind of like your question, like, yo, I don't know what to look at. There's a lot. Open it up and look at all of them. Because if you spend enough time looking at all of them, you'll start to find some answers yourself. So if you're like, okay, what questions do I ask in real estate? Go on Google. What questions should I ask for in real estate?
That's right.
Like, I think that's a powerful answer, because some, dang, they gonna cancel me. People get scammed partly because the person's a scammer, but partly because some people want to believe that magic is real. They want to believe that, yo, if I just put this in, I'll get it. And they're mad at the person for scamming them when, listen, I've been scammed a bunch of times in these little Bitcoin scams where, yeah, you put some money in and it just triples your money back every 3 days. And I'm like, let's go. But I'll never blast those companies because I didn't do not one ounce of research. I didn't even try. I can't blame the person for scamming me if I didn't at least try to figure out how to be not scam. And I think that's what this episode is for.
Can I'll speak to that. Like, even what you're talking about, I wouldn't get into real estate, something that I'm investing my money, my time, my energy, or something that could have a lasting effect. It's like with healthcare, like with your body. Why would you guess when it comes to something so serious? So I wouldn't guess. I think what's happening, even with people that are not being insensitive to people being scammed, but when there's high hope for something and high ignorance, that's a recipe for disaster. Where the hope is high that I make a lot of money in real estate, but the ignorance is also high, right? Where a person blindly with hope has a picture of the future, but high ignorance, so they don't know what to ask. So the expectation is, you'll just give me what it is that I have in my head I'm supposed to have, but I don't even know what I'm supposed to have. Then there's also times where there's, like now, low trust and low window of time for opportunity. So people don't trust investing in inner circles and masterminds and things of that nature. They think, oh, it's free. But they don't realize there's low windows of time for opportunity. So everybody's not doing scarcity tactics. Certain deals will be removed. There is a small window of time and small pots, and interest rates are going up. So my question, like, to Terica, the first time I talked to her, I was like, so what should I be looking for? Like, I'm asking her, how do I train my mind to see the right thing that you see? What should I be looking for? That allows, it's open-ended, allows the person, well, I would look at this, I would look at this, cool. Once I see that, what should I be thinking initially? It's just stacking that knowledge and removing the blind hope of, okay, I want to build a real estate portfolio, but also removing them levels of ignorance. So now the first step she told me is look for this. Be on the lookout for this. Don't go into this if it's something you need back right away. Are you trying to get mailbox money, or is this something that you're just trying to flip and get a big lump sum? Because now that direction is going to be different. So I wouldn't go into it without coaching, where somebody tells me what to look for, what's right, what's wrong.
Sure. So let's talk about this. One, you're saying, how to avoid getting scammed? Like, what are some of the red flags? Because you know what they are in real estate, right? So one, asking the person for receipts and even verifying the receipts are real. I think one of the questions is, yo, how do I know you're not scamming me? And if they're like, yo, just trust me. I do this.
Trust paperwork. Like, people catch amnesia all the time. They will forget that they told you to trust them. I tell people all the time, I need you to trust the paperwork. That way, if anything happened to me, I walk out this door, I go anywhere, you got paperwork to say, hey, I'm a part of this investment. I own this. This is a legally binding document. I am here. I own this. Trust the paperwork, not the person.
Gotcha. Yo, you said before you met Terica, you kind of got finessed out of 15. Mm-hmm. What did you learn from that? Like, what was your to not to do's, what was your lessons coming from that?
Well, here's the thing. The guy didn't finesse me, but he was telling me it's a good deal, and it was a good deal. But I'm under the impression that he's going to walk me through this good deal. So I think it's a good deal, right? He says, yo, it's a good deal. The hard money lender comes out and says, yo, it's a good deal. This is a good deal for sure. The challenge was, in terms of the renovation or the rehab project, the person who understood that this was a good deal, he didn't know how to properly fix and flip something. Like it was a bunch of what's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster. Get ready to level up your podcast game, because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years, where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. Bunch of things that we did or didn't check for. Let me put it this way. We should have gotten someone to do an inspection of the property first. If we added someone to do the inspection of the property, we would know that the owner did a bunch of like home job electrical rigging. Electrical was wrong. He did a whole bunch of home improvement stuff that just wasn't, I don't know if it's not legal is the word, but
standard.
It just wasn't
industry
good.
Standard
the thing. Way everything was routed was just crazy because the owner did a bunch of home jackleg stuff.
And that's the thing when teaching as well. Like, because somebody teach don't mean they actually know how to do. Where David went wrong at was that they had the wrong property manager, project manager, which means that this guy can teach you what he's read on the internet, but he cannot actually facilitate a project management deal, which means that before we even brought the deal to the hard money lender, I would have had an inspector out there before that. So that way my budget would have reflected what that should have been going to the hard money lender. So they didn't have enough money to be able to cover all of the blind spots that wasn't covered in the beginning that should have been done during due diligence. So that's what David's talking about.
Yeah, and Tara could be slowing me down. I'm like, let's buy it. She'd be like, no, what about this and that and this? And I'm like, it's all good, T. Let's just do it. And she's like, well, I'm stepping away from it. You go ahead. But my point is, there's some people that would call the person who sent me the deal and was going to walk through the deal with me a scam. And he's not. He just didn't know. I learned through this process.
But did he tell you that he knew how to flip the property?
He did.
So he is a scammer.
But that's what I'm saying. So even like you learned, but like it's because I was going to say
he lied.
Because Circa was like, you learn through school, not necessarily though, because sometimes you learn through mistakes.
I said experience. Don't forget. I said experience in school.
Yeah, experience. And that's what I want to say. Like a lot of times we learn these things through mistakes. So for example, my friend just bought like a fourplex apartments or whatever. And the person he bought it from had a tenant. But he didn't tell him that the tenant ain't pay rent and so X, Y, Z. So he had to get
and
him kicked
out.
And
this is why you pay to go on my program.
Right. So I was wondering like, how do you forecast that? I'm not going to Google some. I would have never thought of that to Google. Like, yo, how do I know that they got tenants? Or I would never know to Google that.
Right. But that's why mentorship is important. That's why everything you saying, but how am I supposed to know this? How am I supposed to know that? Because you should be learning from somebody who has gone through that. Mm. So like, for instance, he went out and bought this, right? He's getting a haircut right now. He's not. First of all, how long he got to wait to evict these people out? Exactly. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
He got lucky, but it was he was explaining to him, well, it was a long time.
Yeah. What's lucky though? Anything past 30 days, yeah, that mortgage is gone.
I think
gone.
They were paying them to get out, but.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but a lot of people do that. They pay people to leave. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of the things you pay for through mentorship is to cover the blind spots that you don't know are blind spots. And we can't answer all of your questions through a teaching, mm-hmm, but we can answer all your questions through a year of walking with somebody. And they say, hey, I'm in the middle of the deal, coach, and this is what's taking place right now. Oh, okay, bet. Let me tell you what to do with that. Oh, they plan with you. I'm about to fly to Atlanta and come check on this contractor for you. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Oh, I think the contractor's stealing from me. I flew out here. My inner circle told me that they was concerned about numbers with the contractor. I flew out here. I came, saw the property myself. I wanted to know. And I'm like, yo, don't pay this person in advance. Nothing else. Period. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So that's why mentorship is very important. A lot of people, you know, you can't just trust what you hear somebody say. You got to trust what you see somebody do. You're not seeing them do it. You just hearing what they say. So because people hear you don't necessarily mean that they actually doing what they say they doing. And that's two different parts.
Yeah. And I think it's a challenge. You're not going to know everything, right? But you're hedging your bet. If you're going to pay somebody, I think the first thing we need to do is just ask as many questions as possible, as personal as they can. I think this episode is really helping. Like, all right, well, you want me to invest in this property? How much you putting up?
That's right.
How much you putting up? All right, have you done a deal this size before? How many? Oh, you did one before. Who'd you do it with? You do the first one by yourself? Like, it's just them personal and questions that might offend somebody.
And you may be okay with them treating you like a starter pack. You may be okay with, yeah, you may be okay with that. Like, seriously, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may say, you know what? This person trying to go out there on their own for the first time, you know, everything they've been in has been collaborated. They want to do one by themselves. People believed in me when I started my first subdivision. I had to have investors believe in me, but I also sat up under other developers to understand the process of developing. And then I was ready to go and put my children's name on street signs after I seen how it was done. But I was willing to pay to be that student to those developers so I can understand the process of development and try to see as many blind spots as I possibly could, but also be able to rely upon them. So when I told investors, hey, this is a community, I've made you money with building new construction. I've made you money with buying investment properties. I have made you money all across the board. But now I want to make you money in this arena. I've never done a development before, but I have run the numbers. Here are the performance. Here are the projected returns. This is what we're expecting in phase one. We have five phases. This is how it's broken down. Now I give them the chance and opportunity to say, you know what? Why not? I want to do this with her. And guess what? They are very excited that they did.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I got my answer.
You got your answer? I wanted to say this. Like, I think a big part of it, even from my end, why I'm so quiet, I'm normally never this quiet. I think it's important when you're in rooms like this to just, like, I'm pulling out my phone, jotting down notes based on his questions on down the line. I think that's super important when deciding to invest with someone, to not over talk all the things you have in mind, because sometimes you give ammo to someone with a bad motive. Hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but I got this much money. The person like, oh, how much?
That's right.
70,000, you know, I don't need it back right away. Person like, carry the one minus the two. You know, so I think it's that, learning to be quiet and ask questions. Also, like, I bought my first house when I was 19. You know, I'm in my mid-30s now. I didn't know what I was doing. You can get interest-only loans at the time. And my plan was to buy the house in order to sell it. However, I was choosing and looking for houses that I would live in, which made no sense looking back now, right? Because I overpaid for something based on what I would live in when I never planned on living there longer than a year. So it would have made sense to spend less, you know. That's hindsight. I'm 19. I was doing well, made money.
You're not, you know, still paying interest only now, huh?
No. You know, but even then, you know, going into deals, or my family, we created something called Crazer Inc. My last name is Rozier. My sister's husband's name is Critton. And it was a real estate company for us to invest. And that's when I quickly learned everything made sense until you actually sell a property and get, and the money's a pot. Like, sure, whatever you say, it changes. Because someone has an idea of what to do with the return. Another person is in a different place financially, so they find where the money's sitting. So I've learned so much in that space. But now I'm sitting and asking you a million questions, like, what should I do? Because you said something that shamed all of us in the marketing space. You're like, that ain't real money. Right? Like, to generate revenue in the way that we do, we get a haircut in taxes because our overhead is lower if you're in digital marketing, if you're in consulting, if you're business development. So now learning how to get into real estate, whether it's commercial, whether it's any of that, I wouldn't go into any space without paying whatever it costs. And I'll say this last piece. I get that people don't want to pay for information. They'd be like, oh, I can just Google that. Google and YouTube only answers questions you know to ask.
That's it.
So to my man Jay Hill joint, he was like, how do I know what to ask? So that means I can go years not even knowing the question to ask, which is super expensive. Well, I didn't know to ask about this. I didn't know to ask about, hey, is the property, you know, zoned correctly? Or, hey, is there a lien against the home? Which I got hit with something like that in an investment before. Well, I didn't know it was a lien against the property. So I'm emotionally distraught over deals that went bad in real estate, or I started with tax deeds, you know what I'm saying? Well, we used to do that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't do nothing that has that type of, when we spend money, it ain't money. It has such an emotional impact on us that we should pay for coaching just because what it does to you, where you emotionally feel dumb, like, dang, why didn't I know that? And that got an impact that shows up in so many other areas of how you made your money to even invest in real estate.
So how do you know which coach, or like, when to invest in coaching? Because even like when I was talking to Neo, he was like, bro, you got to understand that, like, my coaching class or whatever might not be for you, because you might not be ready for mine yet. You might have to go to the lower tier first and then graduate to mine. So how do you know when to invest and who to invest in? Because, right, like, I might be looking at podcasts, I'm like, yeah, they super dope. And I might go to their coaching site or whatever.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today, told from a unique black perspective. From Bobby Smyrna to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And black perspectives haven't been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on a couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there, you know, even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, EUFY video lock. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
Like, damn, I can't afford that. Right. Why I can't afford, I'll get my last and I'm not even ready for the next step. I'm not even prepared to go to the next step. How do you know when and who to do that?
What I teach my clients in reference to investing and coaching, I think that there's five steps of how I teach them to choose. The person has to clearly assess where you are. It's like a GPS, right? So if you're saying, hey, I want to go from not owning real estate to owning real estate, that's a pickup location and a drop off. So when I'm looking for a coach, what do I need? Do I need information? That means I'm paying a person that I've heard teach and they're already informing me through their content or through where I can find them. So that means I'm paying for information. Teach me what I don't know. There's other people, like, let's say Terica already is in real estate. She don't need information. It might be strategy. So now you're looking for a coach whose sole thing is to teach you how to get better deals. That's strategy. That's not information. Or you invest in systems. You already got real estate, but now it's, hey, how do I get a more efficient system of finding deals, closing, finding lenders? So you're investing in a systems-based coach, not strategy, not information, or you're investing in the skill. When you're going to normally pay more if somebody's teaching you a skill. Let's say if I'm teaching someone how to communicate for the purpose of closing more sales, how to build a company to fulfill on what you sell. That's a skill. So you're going to pay more because I'm teaching you how to communicate to make more money. I'm teaching you the skill of building the business to fulfill on the money you made so you don't get chargebacks.
That's crazy. You get what I'm saying? I'm thinking like the first thing I'm thinking, honestly, because that was so much game in that, because I'm thinking like I'm paying for all of it at once. Like I'm like,
you can
get a coach because I want all that. I want to know all, everything.
You can. Some you got to be. That would be consulting. That wouldn't be coaching. Anybody's going to give you all of that. That's not coaching. That's consulting. What Terrica's doing is consulting. It's taking her model that she's built and plugging it in. That's like buying a franchise. You're buying her acquired knowledge, her acquired information, strategy, skill, system, and accountability. That's what a great program does, all five. Mm. But most people aren't good enough nor have enough experience to give you anything that's built with all five. So I teach my clients, sometimes we're not scammed. We were looking for strategy but bought an information-based program. It's your job to ask the question or to see the person to say, what do they provide? Hey, what system do you have? Is there a framework that goes from start to finish? Hey, like every one of our programs has that. So if somebody's in our five-figure month mastermind, it's create, lead, launch, sell. Why? We create the offer that you're going to sell done for you. We create the message that you're going to use. We create the social media strategy. We create the brand process. Then we create a lead system because who are you going to sell it to? Then we teach you how to launch in less than 8 hours a month because you can only be in it if you already got another business popping.
You gotta have that formula. So,
exactly.
So looking for a formula.
Yeah, like what is the process to do this? Yeah. Can they clearly articulate that? So am I buying information? And that's what I think keeps happening. People are looking for strategy but buying information-based programs. What Terrica's doing is more than coaching. It is consulting. A consult is where an expert who has a proven track record and a formula or recipe comes in and plugs that into your business. You're following their path.
So
a coach is leading you through inquiry. The thing is in you, and I'm helping bring it out. You don't teach LeBron how to play basketball. You teach him how to optimize what he already has. That's coaching. Mm-hmm. Consulting would be like, LeBron, here's what we're going to do. We're going to develop a jump shot for you around this range. It's where you are taking what you already have and plug it in. That's the simplest way. Plug it in. So I think there's high hope of making money and high ignorance. And that's what's ruining the space a whole lot. And then there are people who are thinking, when I say low opportunity, it's impossible to believe that, let's say, Terrica is going to do this forever. So people will assume, oh, yeah, I'll do it later. No, there's low opportunity. It only opens up twice a year. And there's low trust in the space that people think that based on all the other people, it's your job to prove to me. No, it's my job to do the due diligence. Same way you choose a college, same way you choose a mate, same way you choose a car. You get to choose. And that ignorance of I don't know what I don't know. Okay, cool. You need information. But do you want to pay for all of them? So that's what I teach my clients, but even before their clients, how to decide who you invest with. What do you need? If you don't know, no program will work if you don't know what you need.
I'm interested in seeing how you look at yourself as an educator or ushering people into the real estate space. Mm. I'm interested in seeing how you look at your ability to get people results.
So I look at it as giving birth, because the people that's coming through are usually starting with the questions like Jay said. Where do I start? How do I do it? Hmm. So we start with your exit plan. Literally, you cannot start a business without knowing when to exit. And a lot of the times people just jump into things and have no clear strategy on how they're going to even make money off of an investment and what type of money. So we start with the exit plan. Once I start with your exit plan, I find out how much it costs to be you. Most people say, yo, I don't have money to invest in real estate. Well, let's see where all your money is going. Well, I find out most of their money is going on Amazon Prime and Netflix and Hulu and restaurants and gym memberships and all it is.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
This brings me to a point. So when I was talking to Tiffany, like when I was like vetting Terrica, she was like, yeah, man, she put me on a diet. And I didn't understand what she was saying until what you're saying right now in the program.
That's right. She was on punishment.
Yeah, she's like, yo, I can't buy none. I'm like, well, what did I got to do with real estate? You already got some money to decide to invest, right? She's like, yeah, but she's not letting me buy anything.
That's crazy because they do that when you're trying to buy. So one of my friends went through the NACA program, and I was trying to go through it as well. And they do the same thing. They like, yo, what you? They figure out where you spending it at, and they like, you can't spend it. Like, that's mm-hmm. crazy.
Giving your freedom away. You know, so every time you got to wake up and perform on the internet, you're giving your freedom away. When you have freedom to decide if you want to be here and show up and do a lot, that's the problem with me. That's why I'm not consistent on social media. I got too much freedom. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, I don't feel like being online today. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a slave. I'm a slave to this internet. I got to be on live and give y'all information and drop content every week.
Yeah, so... You know, so I'm trying to find a freedom number. The freedom number is the number that they do not have to get up and go work for it anymore. Once I find out how much it costs to be you, so let's just say it's $5,000 it costs to be you. Well, then now we're going to see how much per door, every door you buy, let's say it brings in, you know, $100, right? Well, that's 50 doors that you're going to need that's going to bring in $100 passively a month. Well, now the plan is how can I get you to 50 doors that's bringing in $100 passively every single month? Now, $100 passively is a very small amount of number. Usually you're going to make, you know, 50% of what you should be making. So, but let's just say $100. Well, now I know that I need 50 doors for this person. So now I'm not about to go and find 50 single family homes and they don't have that type of money to buy 50 different single family homes. There are some people, when we get their freedom number back to them and now they see how much money they have that they not giving away to all these other entities, then they start saying, okay, well now I have enough money for a down payment. I can go buy an 8-plex or I can go buy a 10-plex. Well, we just knocked down half of that 50 with them going to buy the 10. Then they say, oh, somebody else got a deal coming up. Maybe I can invest in that deal with them, and the per door deal is going to meet my criteria of what I'm looking for whenever I'm investing in that deal. Their focus now on replacing themselves with a freedom number. Mm. So if they, as long as they have that engraved in their mind, everything they invest into have to make sense according to that. So then once we get them to that place of, okay, now you have literally replaced yourself with your income. Now it's time to scale. How can you scale now and go to a bigger level? Some people think it's just about the amount of doors you have. It's not about the amount of doors you have. It's about the amount of cash flow you have. I could have 1,000 doors and make, you know, no money. Right. I want to know how much money I'm going to make from every single asset. So me knowing that and my students knowing that now when they're ready to scale, now they're able to go into bigger deals. But guess what? They free now to make those decisions because they don't have to settle for just $100 passive a month. Maybe now they can go up higher because they didn't replace themselves. So that money that they was going to work for, guess what? If you still at your job, you still making that same amount of money. Now you're taking that amount of money and now you're putting that into investments and now you're doubling the pace that you would normally go because we just help you scale to be able to get to this point.
Do I got to get you to the airport?
Yes.
Okay. Yo, listen, we're going to do a part two. Because we're running behind.
You got one more question.
I have more questions.
I know. We're running a little bit behind. Listen, y'all. T, how can they contact you? Because I really don't want you to be late for the airport. And yes. I hate that we started late. I'm so sorry.
Yes. At Female Real Estate Guru and are Tarika Lynn Smith on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube.
Absolutely. Listen, and I believe you have the property. So one of your twice a year program, the challenge is coming up when?
Well, so let's talk about the live event. We have the PC Live Property Challenge Conference. It is the Super Bowl of real estate conferences. We are giving away 2 real estate investment properties. So, Jay, if you get a ticket to the conference, you have a chance to win a property because your ticket entitles you for a chance to be entered to win a real estate investment property. So excellent. We are hosting that conference here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am so excited. It's part two.
What's the website?
www.theproperty challenge live.com.
Theproperty challenge live.com. And you got the digital challenge too. ThePropertyChallenge.com.
And you get a ticket to that as well. So it's a dual ticket. Gotcha. So you get two for one. You get to attend my 5-day property challenge, and you get to attend my in-person property challenge, which is fire.
The only person has been, no one's ever been on the podcast more than Terrica. And I very, very, very rarely will even interview anybody that's on the real estate space because it's too easy to get scammed out here. But Terrica is that real deal. Listen, we love you all. I got to make sure Terrica gets catches her flight. I promise you we'll be back with a part two, y'all. Make sure y'all share this with somebody. We love you. Peace.
Well, I had way more. I had questions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.